VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for the victims of a recent powerful cyclone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports aid has begun arriving in the region. Among the early responders, India.
The full number of cyclone victims and the extent of the damage done will only be known when torrential floodwaters recede. Persistent rains are forecast, so it will be days before the plains of Mozambique drain towards the Indian Ocean. Zimbabwe's president will visit the hard-hit mountain community on the eastern border with Mozambique. Officials say some 300 people may have died in Zimbabwe as a result of the floods. Mozambican officials say its death toll is 200 and rising. A report earlier in the week predicted the full number to be more like 1,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The cyclone had sustained winds of up to 170 miles per hour. It hit Mozambique's port city of Beira last Thursday before sweeping inland to Zimbabwe and Malawi. As New Zealand police continue to work with families to positively identify those killed in last Friday's attack at two mosques in Christchurch, members of the community buried their dead Wednesday and pressed forward with their lives. Two of the 50 victims were laid to rest in Memorial Park Cemetery on Wednesday. The New Zealand police said as of last night, 21 of those victims had been formally identified and were being made available to release to their loved ones. A United Nations court has increased to life in prison the sentence for convicted Bosnian Serb war criminal Radovan Karadzic. After hearing his appeal of his original sentence, Karadzic appeared Wednesday before the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague, where he had appealed his original sentence of 40 years. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, has been meeting in Rome for talks on the political crisis in the South American country. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco, reporting for VOA, says that while the talks were inconclusive, there are suggestions they were fruitful.
Following a meeting with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov, Abrams said, "We did not come to a meeting of the minds, but the talks were positive in the sense that I think both sides emerged with a better understanding of the other's views. The two sides remain at odds over the legitimacy of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The United States has recognized self-declared President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader, while Russia continues to recognize Mr. Maduro."
Malawi's Electoral Commission has officially launched campaigning for May elections with calls for an end to political violence. Recent violence has been directed mainly against opposition party members. They've been beaten by suspected supporters of the ruling Democratic Progressive Party. Malawians will be choosing lawmakers in the National Assembly, voting for president, and for local government representatives. The new head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says climate change is not the world's biggest environmental threat. That is news to most of the world's scientific community. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The battle over the environment continues, with EPA head Andrew Wheeler telling CBS News that climate change is, quote, an important issue, but he adds, most of the threats it poses are 50 to 75 years out. Chris Field runs the Stamford Woods Institute for the Environment.
It is true that if we don't do anything, we'll face catastrophic risks 50 years from now. But the time to address those catastrophic risks 50 years from now is today. If we wait even 5 years, it's too late.
Other climate scientists see the necessity for broad and immediate action to address global warming. And the UN says, quote, now is the defining moment to do something about it. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Vice President Mike Pence has assured flood victims in the Midwest that help is on the way. He toured the states of Nebraska and Iowa Tuesday to see how a powerful late winter storm was a huge disaster for small towns and farmers who say they were already struggling financially. Nebraska officials estimate that floods caused more than $1 billion in damage to the state's agriculture sector alone. In Iowa, the governor declared an emergency in 41 of the state's 99 counties. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.